the Angelina County census records. Because I can get the other census records for the other states in Dallas. And,
Well, that's, you did confirm it to Grandpa Baldwin or Grandpa Ben Haygood? Or both of them? What's Baldwin?
That's Baldwin. Was
born
in
Baylor's
South,
Garrison, huh?
Yeah, he was born in South Carolina, but that doesn't mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's did, where they lived, because, I got the impression it was from Georgia. Now, the part I didn't know was that the Haygoods owned that property that Aunt Tilly and Uncle John had.
Yeah, see, that was Grandpa Ben. Grandpa
yeah,
Ben
see,
Haygood.
I didn't know about that. I didn't know about the road coming up the center of the property.
Well, it went right in front of where that old house, Grandpa's old house. You got a picture of Grandpa's old house? No, you didn't. But the old house, it went right up towards the front, then it took a right and went to Aunt Tilly's.
Now,
almost right towards her house, like the garage. You know, like going to Aunt Tilly's garage.
Okay, well,
they go over there, and it got, before we got to the house, it turned left by the red barn, and down that hill.
Next house, probably.
Mm-hmm. Then it went to Grandpa Ben's older house. The old house where they lived was way in the back. That house that was there until World War II, I remember it. It's where Clyde Martin lived.
Oh, that was where Aunt Tilly's house
That was the main
is?
Road. Yeah, that was all. That
was not the original Haygood house?
Uh-uh. Where Aunt Tilly's house is not like Grandpa Ben's old house.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-uh. Their garage, though, what her garage is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the little pointed top garage, little square garage.
Sure. Yeah.
That was pulled from over, that was Grandpa Ben's. It was pulled from over there, way behind the place, about half a mile, pulled over there and made a garage out of after Uncle John built that house.
Oh. Okay.
When he was young.
Oh, see, I thought that was the location, and they probably tore the house down and built that one.
No, the location was
back in the woods some more.
Not in the woods, just down in the flat and up on another hill.
Oh, okay.
It's where the road, you know where Keith and the Keith's little house is behind Daddy's?
You know, is that the little brick house?
Yeah, little brick house.
Okay.
Well, you go up and it takes a little bit to the right and back up there where you can run into the first house. Well, on the right over there, some big oak trees. That's where Grandpa Ben's house was.
Oh, okay.
And then when, in later years, when he died, well, Granny Jane
went to live.
Moved over right where Mr.
Grandpa Baldwin.
Where our house is right now. That's where the old house is.
Yeah.
Granny Jane moved over there with Granny Lou and Grandpa Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
Then Aunt Tilly, that's when Aunt Tilly and Uncle John got Grandpa Ben and Granny Jane's place.
Yeah, they bought it, right?
I don't know.
That's what Aunt May said.
That's what I understood. They bought it. They made a deal with them. And then Daddy would get Grandpa Baldwin's place, and Aunt Tilly got
the Haygood place. Okay, and Jenny was probably already gone, but she was already married.
Which one was that?
The oldest daughter.
Aunt Jenny already had married Uncle Chester Haygood. Uncle Chuck Mantooth.
Oh, okay.
Aunt Jenny married Uncle Chuck Mantooth.
And then she.
You know, that was a prominent family. And they moved, they was in the five and dime store business. And they moved to Corsicana, Texas.
Oh.
And she died at Corsicana, Texas. And they brought her back and buried her at home.
What'd she die from, do you know?
I don't know. I think it was TB. She had bad TB. I think Daddy said it was more or less something like tuberculosis or something in them days.
Yeah.
Similar to that, they had three or four different names for deadly diseases anyway.
I want to ask you, I've learned all that this time. I never even knew all that. Mm-hmm.
But then you see that was Aunt Jenny. Then Aunt Tilly was there with Uncle John. He got But see, the Mantooth place Aunt Jenny never did come back to, you know, claim any part of it or anything. They was prominent people in the five and dime store business. See, Uncle Check, and we called him Uncle Check. His name was Chester. Uncle Check Mantooth and Francis, Flo, and Henry. They all lived in Corsicana until the Depression. When the Depression hit, he went broke. Then they all moved back to Grandpa Baldwin's also. Uncle Check, and I know Flo and Uncle Check stayed out there, and Flo, and then Francis lived mostly with Mr. Ed Mantooth up in town, because she was the oldest one, and she went to high school. But Flo was young, and she went to school with us when she was in grade school.
Well, the Mantooths are listed as one of the pioneer families, like in Old Homer and all that.
But there was I know Uncle Chester, his kids was Henry, Francis, and Flo.
Yeah.
And then after things got better and the WPA come on and people went to work after Roosevelt came in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Uncle Check found him a job and went to work, and then he remarried again. And then the kids got through school and done good, and all of them, Francis and Flo and Henry, worked at the foundry. He retired from the foundry and from Lufkin Foundry Machine Company.
Well,
Aunt Jenny never did, I don't know, they all had a